Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, from tennis to running, this year's Boston Marathon is less than a month away. Out west, runners are training in record heat. Here in Boston, we still have snow. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock met up with some runners getting ready.
You guys want to start getting on the bus in the next 5 minutes?
John Fury is a coach at a local fitness center. He was rallying his runners on Saturday morning. They were sprawled on the floor, stretching and drinking water and Gatorade.
So when you get off the bus, we basically pull into this church parking lot, and you just start running, okay? There's no ceremonial start.
The ceremonial start he's talking about will come on April 20th. That's when the 119th Boston Marathon will be held. On this day, the runners are riding buses to a point on the course, which is about 20 miles or so from Boston. Then they'll set out on the longest run they'll do before race day. Brian Gold is training for his first marathon.
I'm feeling good today. I don't like the weather, but I feel pretty good.
And how far are you going today?
21 miles.
Technically, it's spring now, but it was snowing in Boston on Saturday morning. But that was nothing new for these runners who have endured a winter of record-breaking snow. Bob Siegel is also training for his first marathon.
Obviously, it's been very tough with the snow, but I made sure that I did the long run outside every weekend since December. And during the week, sometimes I just had to use the treadmill because it was just too dangerous to run on the roads.
Right before they got on their bus, I caught up with runners Addie Dion and Kelly DiZanotto. And they were, of course, talking about the crummy weather.
Cold. Very, very, very cold and snowy. We actually didn't do any runs in February. So we actually do CrossFit. So we were kind of getting on the row machine and trying to make up for some conditioning in the gym rather than on the pavement.
Here we go.
But it was pavement they hit when the bus dropped them off. This long training run was set up to simulate what race day will be like. So there were aid stations set up at points along the course, staffed with hardy volunteers, handing out water, Gatorade, and even Swedish fish to the hungry runners.
Thank you.
About 3 hours later, the runners were filtering back into downtown Boston, and the cold, wet snow was still falling.
How was it?
Brutal.
Yeah.
By the way, Sunday morning was sunny, and according to AccuWeather, the long-range forecast for race day calls for sunny skies with a high around 50. Perfect weather for marathoning after a long, hard winter. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.